it's one of the most historic stadiums in the country. It's somewhere where has had fantastic memories for Derry City Football Club. But there's no doubt. And look, they're in a good place at the minute down there. They're sitting second, and they're pushing Rovers all the way. They're a fantastic side. They've done really well in the European game. We're unfortunate in penalties. They lose to a top side, so we're under no illusions going here. It's going to be very difficult, but we can only control the controllables. What are we looking for? We're looking for us to improve in the top third of the pitch. We've lost one game out of seven domestically, but there's been too many draws in that. It's been a bit bland from our point of view, and it's a case of we want to be a lot more expressive when we have the ball. And when you go to Dynamite, yes, you're going to have to defend, but we've got to try and be more creative in our approach to games. We've got to try and turn what has been a long period of time of picking up 1 point in games and the three. We need to do it very quickly, and it's a very difficult place for us to go, but we have to go there with a belief and honesty and the togetherness and the belief that we can really get something from the game. It's somewhere where I personally enjoy going and putting teams out because, as I say, it's a fantastic venue and the pitch is lovely and it is made for technical players. So it's a game that we're really looking forward to, as I say, and the players have trained well all week. I'm just looking for this now to go up the gears and try and finish this season on a real high.
That is a case of, is it something you sort of work at in training now, the final four, because defensively it's been spot on?
Well, a couple of weeks ago people were saying we weren't very good defensively and we had to tidy that aspect up, which you said after the game last week. But at the same time, look, you only have to look around the league this year and see, what's the Waterford and Shamrock Rovers game. Waterford are long periods of the game where they're on the game, and then all of a sudden they're hit with a hammer punch and they find themselves 3-0 down before half time. We have to make sure that we're on the front foot. We're the team in the ascendancy. We have to make sure that whatever setbacks we receive during the game, we put to the back of our mind very quickly. We also have to understand that we got to strive to get better. What we're doing at the minute is fine defensively, and we look really compact and we look really solid. But we've got to do more, and we understand that, and we spoke about that. We've got to do more to win football matches, and no better opportunity than going to a team that's really, really doing well and trying to stamp our authority in the game and try and get 3 points.
What's the situation when he sort of knocks or injures Ali Gilchrist still out?
Ali's still out, but Ali will meet the specialist now and hopefully get the go-ahead to actually join in again on Monday or Tuesday. He's working really hard behind the scenes to get his fitness levels up, and he's doing a lot more than what would have been expected at this moment, at this stage of his recovery. Joel Thompson's still out with a hamstring issue. Hopefully Joel will not be too far ahead. I'm hoping Gerardo Bruno will get back on the training pitch in the next couple of days. He'll be a good addition to us towards the end of the season. Stevie Mallon's got a slight issue at the moment, but I'm hoping that he'll be okay for tomorrow. So it's just the nature of where we are in football at this moment in time, that because of the activity of a period of 3 or 4 months in the lockdown, that players are going to pick up muscle injuries, players are going to pick up injuries. But the scary aspect is that there isn't that much time to get people back on the pitch, so we're making sure that first and foremost the player is looked after medically, and then secondly we got to make sure that we time it right in terms of getting them back under the fold again. But there's still a lot of competition for places here. There's players that are champing at the bit to get an opportunity, so we go again and we look forward to the game.